from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
9:46 in the AM. Joining us right now, Director of Baseball Strategy. He is Brandon Forney. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, guys.
Brandon,
what's going on?
Doing well, man. Thank you for your time this morning, man. We know you're coming out of a tough stretch. Listen, we know how stressful it was for us leading up to the trade deadline, and we had no decisions to make. How stressful was it around there, the 2 months leading up to the trade deadline?
Oh, my gosh, that's a fun question. The trade deadline is a heavy activity for about 5 days and really, the last 24 hours, the home stretch, but it's really a 2-month process or so where you're trying to gather and collect as much information as you can and kind of consolidate that into very, very specific, simple, numbers to make decisions on. And definitely a busy, 5 or 7 week stretch and even a busier last hour before the deadline.
And could you describe a little bit, because I get frustrated. I certainly get frustrated when people call or they don't seem to understand that you have to really, the trade partner has some say in this as well. Like, you just don't get what you want. Everybody's like, we want, what happened to school, but what happened to school? I mean, can you just describe, what goes into that calculus with these guys? When is too much too much?
Yeah, of course. And really, you start off the trade deadline, you're really uncovering every single stone imaginable out there. You're talking with every single team. And really, I think, especially with the new playoff format, not every team is really committed to how they want to approach the deadline until the last 48 hours. So in a lot of situations, a team with a top starting pitcher, let's say, is really unsure if you even want to trade the player. So a lot of cases, they'll provide a pretty heavy tax on their ask, and sometimes you just don't line up. And I think you, from the jump, you try to find trade partners who are kind of committed to trading the players that you're interested in, so you can kind of avoid the ambiguity or avoid the kind of potential stalemate negotiations, given the other side just not committed one way or the other that they actually want to trade the player to begin with.
I got to ask about Trevor Rogers, because I feel like a lot of people that have been complaining about that trade have turned me into the biggest Trevor Rogers fan, and I keep defending the guy. You can't judge him after one start. He was fine last night, and I think when you start to look at it, what he's done over a period of time, he's been great. That acquisition, is it kind of looking at the control you have over him and what he's done recently as opposed to, what he did after his rookie year and so on?
Yeah, of course. It's somewhat the total package that we evaluate the player on. It's how he's going to help us this year, then also you have him for 25 and 2026 as well. And, the unfortunate part of our season so far is all the pitching injuries we've had to withstand, and unfortunately those injuries are going to carry over into 25 and hopefully not 2026, but we kind of looked at the 2025 season as a need. We have a need to add starting pitching, so Trevor Rogers is going to provide us a capable start, provide depth for the 2024 season. Unfortunately, Grayson's going through an injury himself right now, so we're immediately reminded of the need for the backfill. But the 2025 season, we're going to need to add starting pitching, and that was part of the calculus behind getting Zach Eflin and Trevor Rogers.
Here with Brandon Forney, Director of Baseball Strategies for the Baltimore Orioles. Brandon, there's a guy on this roster you acquired via trade, the Eloy Jimenez. Now, when he got traded here to Baltimore, you looked at some of the seasons that he had recently And it just it made you scratch your head. Off it, injured, not quite what he was his rookie year. Yet since that guy's been here, he's turned into a completely different hitter. And I'm not saying he's going to ride this thing out. What did you guys see and how Eloy fit the roster, the current roster of the Baltimore Orioles?
For sure. I think with Eloy, he's making us look smarter than we are right now. So we're definitely thankful for that. But when you look, take a look under the hood, so to speak, he was still making rather hard contact. He's still having above average contact rates in the zone. And when we kind of project our roster for the postseason, we kind of saw somewhat of a vacancy or a need for offense versus left-handed pitching, especially DH versus left-handed pitching. And during the season, I think it's a little bit more difficult to kind of hold on to that right-handed bat, that profile, given the way that Adley and McCann are managed, and McCann's going to catch a lot of times versus lefties, and Adley's in the DH spot. And kind of when you get to the postseason or September, maybe get an extra roster spot, and Adley's probably going to catch a lot of those games, kind of providing a vacancy in terms of this bat first player against left-handed pitching. You know, Eloy can still hit versus righties too. He sprays the ball all over the field. So for those reasons, we like kind of the profile, how he fits the roster, and, you know, he's done well so far. And we're looking forward to how he finishes the season.
Okay. Not letting you get away with that humility. Looking, making you look smart. You've done this like three times in my memory. You did it with O'Hearn. You did it with Aaron Hicks. Like, what do you? How do you guys see what others don't see? Aaron Hicks went from an on-base percentage of .263 to .381 the next season with the Orioles. That's a huge leap. Like, it's better analytics, or you guys just—I don't want to put you on the spot with smarter, but there's something you're doing right there.
Yeah, I think we just try to, you know, look at how, like, not just their stat line performance, but how they're getting to that performance. Mm-hmm. I think in a lot of these cases, you know, they were still hitting the ball hard, they're still making contact and doing some things right. And I think, you know, for Eloy, whether it's the right-handed bat that we kind of felt was a fit, O'Hearn, you know, he hit righties, he'll make good contact, he'll hit the ball hard. And we kind of had this, like, general vacancy at right-hand, or excuse me, left-handed first base, corner outfield, and DH. So we kind of fit the roster for those reasons. And then with Hicks, you know, unfortunately, Mullins went down, and we kind of had this immediate vacancy in center field, mm-hmm. and really the switch hitter aspects of Aaron really fit the roster well at the time. So for those reasons, we kind of just leaned in and tried to trust the information, trust our scouting department, and, you know, we've gotten good outcomes there. And, you know, we're definitely humble enough to know that maybe it won't always be the case. We just kind of just trust our info and, you know, get those players when they come.
Yep. Come on, man. Stop it. You guys saw something. It makes it sound like we're better lucky, or we got lucky and better than being good sometimes. But you guys do this all the time, and he's talking about whatever you find in free agency and these trades. I mean, there's so many things that haven't worked out. The one thing I've said is that I trust this front office more than anything. And then the one thing that really stands out to me, especially now with Grayson's injury, is getting Zach Eflin. That guy's a premier pitcher. People forget he was sixth in the Cy Young voting last year. And I think coming to Baltimore, it's going to be a huge upgrade. What did you guys see in Eflin that you like so much?
Yeah, well, he is an elite walker. He just doesn't walk hitters, which, you know, is like the first thing you point to in terms of a successful starting pitcher. I think with Zach, you know, we felt really good about the top of the rotation. Unfortunately, Grayson got hurt, but just the way the postseason is structured, you know, if you're in the wild card series, the best of three, you really need a top three starting pitcher group. Even the DS, the way that the off days are scheduled, you're like only probably accessing your top three starting pitchers in that round as well. So we kind of just felt the need or the urgency to kind of lean into a heavier starting pitcher acquisition. And, you know, Zach, you, as you mentioned, finished sixth in Cy Young last year, an elite walk rate. He's going to put, you know, the ball in play, and we feel like we have a really strong defense behind him. So for those reasons, we felt he was a good fit for us. And next year control too, given we have all this vacancy in the rotation for next year at this point, or at least before the trade. So for those reasons, we kind of leaned into that acquisition before, I think it was 5 days before the deadline, just kind of thinking that was probably the biggest need on the roster at that point.
Brendan Forney. Brendan, and we don't make it seem like that now that the trade deadline is passed, you're sitting around twiddling your thumbs. Tell the folks exactly what the director of baseball strategy does for the Orioles.
Right. So, you know, definitely not twiddling our thumbs. Yeah, you know, trying to tinker with the roster every day, trying to kind of project what the postseason roster might be and try to win this division ultimately. But kind of once you get into mid to late August, you're trying to, you know, chew gum and walk at the same time in terms of the off season, what that's going to bring. So as soon as, you know, World Series ends, the off season begins, and you kind of have to be battle stations ready to, you know, pursue your top free agent targets, your top trade targets at that point. So the page turns rather quickly, and we're kind of focused on the off season to an extent, but just also trying to put the best roster, the best lineups in place to hopefully win this division and hold off the Yankees and have a strong postseason run.
Strategy-wise, the next thing we need to do is get mayo in the condiment race. That's it.
I would love a fourth hot dog in there. That'd be awesome.
Hey, Brendan, thanks a lot for your time this morning, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.